Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Internationally acclaimed artist and poet Luana Stebbule has been living and creating for nearly a decade in the United Kingdom. Her works previously included many projects for theatrical stage settings, mural paintings, together with 24 solo and 37 shared exhibits in Europe, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Lithuania, Hungary, Poland, England, and in the United States. She has written and published 14 poetry books, including Ephemeral Awakening, which she will discuss on today's This Week in America, a poetry book about the rich tapestry of life. Her poems have been translated into English, Italian, Spanish, Turkish, and Hindu languages, a number of international awards and recognition. Selected by International Art Magazine to be on the gold list of the top artist of today, Luana was awarded the third International Leonardo da Vinci Prize. Her artworks included in the art anthologies Important World Artist of 2020 and International Current Masters 2021. From the United Kingdom, our guest, famed artist and poet, Luana Stebbule. Luana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good evening.
Yes, it's fun. You are coming to us from the United Kingdom. We're recording this via Skype. It's her day is almost over. Mine is only halfway over. So it's a pleasure to keep you up and have you on our program. Let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for writing the book that we're focusing on tonight, Ephemeral Awakening. What was the inspiration? What inspired you to write this?
I think everything inspired me. Journeys, books, small and big things, everything inside me, layer by layer, dreaming, and after come out in forms of poems or pictures. It is everything in my consciousness and unconsciousness, I think. I never forced myself to write or paint, just it is usual things in my life.
That's interesting how you go about this, where ideas come to you rather than trying to force these ideas. It sounds like if you don't have an idea, you're not going to work on artwork or poetry, correct?
Yes, of course, of course. Just naturally happens in my head, appears, and I have to do. I don't know, it is something mystery for me.
Well, it works, and it works so well. That's why what you do is so honest and touches people on so many different levels. Talk about the personal opinion you have of poetry. What goes into the poet's mind as they're creating poetry? What is your opinion of poetry?
Personally, poetry is very important for me. From my childhood, I always was reading poetry and enjoy poetry and love poetry. And I think in this busy time, you don't have to spend hours and hours to read big novels. Just you have to concentration of mind in short poem and beauty of words, and you just make your day. It is personally for me, I don't know. Different people like different things, but it is my attitude, personal.
Well, and that's interesting. I guess that's part of the art of poetry. It impacts different people in different ways, the beauty of poetry. Who are some of your favorite authors? Maybe as you were beginning this journey years ago, you mentioned when you were a young girl and interested in poetry. Some of the authors maybe you followed then and some of the authors you follow now.
Yes, I still give up and still enjoy Eliot, Edgar Allan Poe, I enjoy Mandelstam, and Russian literature, Anna Akhmatova, Marina Tsvetaeva, and love Lithuanian poets, Sigitas Geda, Tautvyda Marcinkevičiūtė, Aidas Marčėnas, and more, of course, Shakespeare, Dante, and Rilke, and Hesse, no, a lot, I can't, Vyslava Šimborska, I love Vyslava Šimborska, she got Nobel Prize of literature, yes. A lot of. I can't exclude some one favorite of poets in my life. A lot of, in different angles, you can see different poems.
That's fascinating. A very impressive list that you have. Our guest on the program is Luana Stebule. I'm going to give you the information on the book, this particular book we're talking about, Ephemeral Awakening. You'll find the book at Amazon. Luana's website is luanastebulefineart.co.uk. I'm going to spell that for you. And we'll have this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Luana is L-U-A-N-A, Stebule, S-T-E-B-U-L-E. And then fineart.co.uk. And you can get a glimpse of all of this impressive art, an artist and a poet that Luana is, and her all of her artwork you'll find on her website. And we'll give you, again, all that information as we go through the program. Paintings and poetry. You've talked about your artworks are poems on canvas. How do they connect with each other, paintings and poetry?
In the same way, I creating kind of poems and pictures. I like one type of technique, like collages, like from different sources, like from on. I use wood, textiles, mirror, from different things. I create pictures, and after adding oil paintings, and it is different layers of textures gave different meaning, and it is not straight away like I love you, but for example, if inspired, I at this period of time when I am writing, inspired for example of Egypt or India or some journeys to in Spain, Lanzarote, or in Portugal, Madeira, and I adding something and creating a whole like picture of this and adding my personal opinion and personal impression. And it just makes layer by layer, you can find different angles of poem. It is not one level of understanding. You can find what people like to find.
Yes. That is just fascinating.
Maybe unclear. because that I written down everything, and now I am in the dark. I can't look.
With us on the program from the United Kingdom.
I prepare myself, now I'm in the dark.
From the United Kingdom, where it's the evening. Luana Stebule, our guest on the program. Ephemeral Awakening is the book we're talking about. So many others and so many beautiful pieces of art, an acclaimed international artist you'll find on her website. And we'll give you all that before we conclude, and we'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the beginning, when you have a conception to write a poem. What is it, where do you derive inspiration for your poems, to write a new poem? Where does that initial idea come from?
I think a poem finds me, because usually it happens in the morning, and a few lines of beginning of a poem start annoying me in my head, and I am sitting down and start writing. And very interesting, you don't know, never know how it is finished. It is the most exciting thing. Just, I follow my intuition, and I am writing. After, of course, hard work, then afterwards you're looking for more interesting words, but it is just like skeleton. It is you create very quickly. You're writing very, very quickly, and after you work, hard work on his poems and improve some things time by time. Of course, I can write 20 poems a day, but it is not real poems. I'm waiting for inspiration. No, it just comes, then comes. Nobody knows.
I love that, and you've said so much there in answering that. It's so interesting. How do you know when the poem is finished? We see, artists, and they're working, and they're stepping back and taking a look, looking from different angles. Is that sort of the same process? Do you do that only visually with words as you're writing? How do you know when the poem is finished?
Yes, perhaps when poem is finished, because I can't express this. You feel when you finish, Okay. I don't know. It's just finished and finished. No, I don't know. One poem longer, another poem shorter. I don't know.
It's interesting. So you just sort of listen to that inner voice that we all have that sort of guides you, that creative process that Luana has used so impressively. Again, an internationally acclaimed artist and poet, Luana Stebule, our guest on the program, Luana Stebule. The book that we're talking about, Ephemeral Awakening, that's just one of many books that she's written, beautiful works of art that you'll see on our website, and I'll give you that information here shortly. You mentioned this began for you as a young girl writing. Do you remember when did you write that first poem?
Oh, first poem I wrote about 45 years ago. It was in the music lesson at school when I was studying, and I written, and I still remember very clearly. I remember his poem, very funny, about winter, about birds. I because all poems in my head, I sometimes going and, you know, when I quiet, for example, poems going and my and other poets, I just, everything in my head, naturally, they go like music, you know, sometimes.
It's so fascinating how this happens and how a creative career that Luana has, the beginning of that and how that's flourished over the years. This book, Ephemeral Awakening, is the one we're talking about. Are you working on a new book at the present time?
Yes, I am working in my head at this moment. Yes, I am going to write a novel because I must to do it. No, just what I creating, no characters and but I know how to start. I just no. I prepare myself to write, and I would like to sit in the south of Spain quietly and write. Now it is my wish.
That sounds like it would be really a rewarding experience in doing that and getting away and being able to do that. When you write the book, how difficult is it to find a publisher for a book of poetry?
I was thinking of time to publish my book. I just went online and find Author House and didn't send my manuscript to anybody. I think it is waste of time. I just published. Of course, it is a little bit maybe not very prestigious author house publisher, but no, just I think I have to do. I was thinking I done. I don't know.
Well, and this book available at Amazon. If you go there, you'll see other books and works by Luana. You go to her website. I'm going to spell it here, Luana Stebule, fineart.co.uk, Luana Stebule, fineart.co.uk. Go to our website. You can link right on to Luana's website, get all of the information there. How do you think the American public, the public in general, respond to poetry? How often do you find that people read poetry?
I think the majority of people who read poetry are just poets who are writing books. I don't know, 30% maybe more.
You know, it's,
I think about. Especially young people like write poetry about love. The majority, because I was surrounded by poets, I think, in my opinion, it is a lot of people, especially in Lithuania.
Are there quite a few people
writing
that,
poetry?
Yeah, are there quite a few people that write poems?
Yeah, perhaps. I am not sure.
Well, you're one of the better, at the top of the list of those people, and you can get so much out of reading one of Luana's books, and I'll give you all of that as we wrap up the program here. Have you found satisfaction? What's it like when the book is published and it's out there? You're getting rave reviews. You're getting all of this recognition. You're getting great feedback from readers. What's that satisfaction like when a book is published and well-received?
Yes, I was quite pleased when I published, when my book was published. But not very much. It is usual life. Just done what I have to do. I think it is. Yes, it is. Of course, it is good.
Yeah, and when you get people thinking and touches into that creative process that so many of us maybe stifle from time to time. How important is that? I know you've talked a lot about creativity. Your work is described a manifestation of a highly creative mind. Why do some people have creative minds and others don't? Or do we all have it and some of us don't listen to it?
Yes, I think you have to. Because when you are very rushed, when you are very, very busy, you don't have to time to listen silent, to pay attention for yourself, for your silent. You have to more pay attention for your inner, for your minds, for everything. Not everything is money, everything is not just business, no. I think some people have to be very busy, make money, or some percentage of people just live quietly, painting, writing. But now, no, just it is like opposite. Everything is yin and yang in the life. Just how is the world?
Well, it's interesting. Sometimes we can slow down and open our mind and find enjoyment in quiet, in solace, in reading a good book of poetry. In this case, is what we're talking about, Ephemeral Awakening by Luana Stebbule. A couple minutes left in the program. What's important in your life? What brings you joy? Is the joy found in the creative process of writing and doing artwork?
Yes, the most important thing is to be creative and to have good health. It is the most important, yes. When I am painting, when something, of course, not always satisfied, but if you discover something new forms or interesting composition of colors or interesting composition of poetry, it is just, for me, it is the most important thing in my life.
You know, I mentioned the website, and I'm going to give that again. A couple of minutes left, so if you want to jot this down, or you go to our website, and you'll find it there. I'll give you all that information in a minute or so. But it was a couple of years ago when you developed the website, as I understand it. What was that like, where all of a sudden the world is really, you know, your marketplace? You were able to connect to the world now. They can come in, look and see the poetry. They can see the artwork. What was that like when all of a sudden you've got this vast worldwide potential audience for your creative process?
Yes, because usually, no, all my life I was making exhibitions and always, no, and selling pictures just without any internet, any online activities, but just in the UK, nobody knows me. I have to do something, and it is only one way to show my pictures. It is just internet, online. Of course, it is very good things, enormously good things, and I am very happy that I can show pictures.
You know, in it's
wider, yes, and communicate with galleries and from Italy and from USA and from Israel and Spain and no. Around the world, yes, this is very good.
And someone who enjoys good art, this is like a benefit for us. We don't have to go see your artwork at the Art Expo in New York City. We can go to your website and see all of the artwork there, the books, the poetry, the artistry that we can see, all of that on Luana's website. Luana Stebbule has been our guest on the program. That's Luana Stebbule. If you're Googling, you'll find the book available at Amazon.com, all of the usual places. This book we're talking about, Ephemeral Awakening, And her website is luanastebulefineart.co.uk. Allow some extra time when you're going there looking around. If you Google the name, you'll find all different types of social media and other platforms out there that you can find some of Luana's work. Luana, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the success and all the accolades you've received for all of your work, including the book we talked about, Ephemeral Awakening. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Big pleasure.
It has been our pleasure. From the United Kingdom, Luana Stebule. Her information is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.